When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome one and all in here, out there, all around the world to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert, and I hope everybody over there, hope everybody out there is having a happy Thursday. Yeah. It has not been. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for representing. It's not been a happy week for former president, the Flabrador Deceiver. Tomorrow, both his lawyers and the Department of Justice are supposed to submit their suggestions for a special master to review the stuff they found at Mar-a-Lago. Thing is, former president might not be getting the best legal advice because he is reportedly having a difficult time finding lawyers to represent him. What? But who wouldn't want to join the illustrious ranks of jailed guy, magical Mr. Mustache, Madam Meow Meow, and Dr. Head Juice. Dr. Head Juice.
Head Juice. We'll cure what ails you.
Dr. Head Juice. Yeah. Of course, one possible reason lawyers don't want to work for the ex-prez is that doing so puts them at the risk of being disbarred for breaking the law, and they don't even get paid to break the law because the former president has a reputation for ignoring bills. To which Eric said, I know how you feel, Bill. I know just how you feel. Right now, former president is struggling mightily to find a good lawyer because his current legal team consists of a Florida insurance lawyer who's never had a federal case, a former host at far-right One America News, and a past general counsel for a parking garage company. Please. Lord, I don't ask for much, but please let this go to trial. Objection, Your Honor. The prosecution forgot to get their charges validated at the Jamba Juice. When the former president does pay his lawyers, he has some fun with it. Because we recently learned that the former president once tried to pay a lawyer with a horse. I don't know why we're surprised. After all, he did describe himself as a stable genius. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Talk about a genius right there. Here's what happened. Yeah, back in the 1990s, the former president owed an attorney $2 million. But when the attorney came to collect, the former president told him, I'm not going to pay your bill. I'm gonna give you something more valuable. I have a stallion. It's worth $5 million. And if you believe that, I have a bridge I'd like to sell you. And it's a horse. All of this legal falderal seems to be helping Democrats in the upcoming election because the continued dominance of the former president within his party allows Democrats to reframe the midterms as a choice between normal and extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, that sounds like an easy decision, but have you seen what Americans eat? Given the choice, we always pick extreme. Well, I was gonna get a nice, healthy democracy, but if it's only 75 cents more, I guess, give me the Code Red Fascist Baja Blast. Does that come with guac? Does that come with guac? In a normal midterm election season, the minority party almost always makes gains in Congress, but nothing about the country right now is normal. So while the GOP is still expected to win the House, polling site 538 currently gives Democrats a 70% chance to keep control of the Senate. And that is good news. That is great. And keep in mind, 538 is never wrong. Just ask President Hillary Clinton. So, what's giving the Dems this apparent edge? Women, in particular, are furious. Women are furious about the overturning of Roe v. Wade. In fact, after the Supreme Court decision came down, women's voter signups surged. Big mistake, Supreme Court. Big mistake. You did that. You got to take away women's right to vote before you take away their right to choose. And the Democrats are doing everything they can to put abortion on the ballot. They spent $92 million in advertising already mentioning the issue compared to $5.6 million in the last midterms. Oh, 2018. It was a simpler time when women still had bodily autonomy. We were popping Tide Pods like Tic Tacs, and a little bat in China was saying to his friends, "Guys, I'm sure it's just allergies." Now, for their part, the GOP knows. The GOP knows bats. For their part, the GOP knows they need to find a way to win back those folks whose rights they took away. So some of their male candidates have begun putting their wives in front of the camera to speak directly to voters in TV ads, because nothing says you respect women like making one do your job for no money. And when it finally is going to be time to vote, it might be a bit harder this year, and not just because Republicans want to make it that way, because there's a shortage of poll workers, due in no small part to an increased level of threats toward election officials and workers driven by election deniers, which is outrageous. Poll workers are just doing their jobs, taking 15 minutes to look up your name in the voter rolls. It's Colbert. It's spelled like Colbert. No, not with a K. No, not Cuthbert. Look, I can see it upside down in the ledger. No, don't turn the page. Doris, we do this every 2 years. I'm going to the bake sale. Let me know if you find my name. I'm sorry, Doris. So now states are getting creative. For example, in Maryland, there's no school on election day, and kids as young as sixth grade can volunteer as aides to poll workers. That will put an interesting spin on voting. Hello, sir, can I have your ID? I mean, can I just have it? I need something to buy beer with. Can I? Yes. Now, hold on to your beakers, nerds, because there's some news from the world of science. Down in Antarctica, a doomsday glacier is disintegrating faster than previously thought. Okay, that's terrifying. And I gotta say, it doesn't help that we're calling it the Doomsday Glacier. Can't we pick something a little happier, like the Free Guac Glacier or the Have You Lost Weight Iceberg? Scientists call it the Doomsday Glacier because without it, sea levels could rise more than 3 to 10 feet. More than 3 to 10 feet. So 4 to 11 feet, one imagines. Turns out Doomsday is just a fun nickname. It's officially called the Thwaites Glacier. As in, just wait a couple of years, and we'll all be swimming off the coast of Canvas. We've actually known for some time now, right, Thomas? We've known for some time. Thank you. Barcelona. We've actually known how bad this could get for a while now. Here's how Bill Nye explained it at the end of last year.
This would be catastrophic. A place like Florida would be, in southern Florida, would be underwater.
Oh, no. Not southern Florida. That's where we keep our top secret files. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhaney.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ladies and gentlemen, my guest tonight are actors who knew nothing about soccer and decided to buy one of the oldest professional soccer teams in the world. That story and the story of the team is told in their new documentary series, Welcome to Wrexham. Please welcome to The Late Show, Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being here. Nice to see you again.
Well, it's very nice to be here.
Yes. Do you guys remember you both been here individually? Do you remember the last time you were here, Rob?
Yes, I do. I remember I was here in February of 2020, and it was just about a week before the entire world shut down.
Yes.
Oh, that's a fun story.
Yeah, and now, coincidentally, the second guest that night, or the musical guest, was James Taylor.
Which is also the musical guest
and,
tonight.
Yeah, James Taylor is
the musical guest tonight, so...
Yeah, let's just knock on anything that we can. Yes. I hope there's not some sort of catastrophic world event.
I, for one, loved homeschool. I loved homeschooling every second
of it. Oh, yeah.
I bet you did.
Wait.
I bet you did.
Ryan, remember the last time you were here? Your buddy Deadpool stopped by.
I did. Yeah, I did a little Zoom with you during the pandemic, but then, I came on as Deadpool. I bombed the monologue Stephen was doing. Yeah.
Interrupted the monologue.
I came out... And I just crushed it. Probably the most panicked I've ever been on a late night show was because I grabbed Stephen's. I was reading the teleprompter, and look, boy, I'll tell you, we have a very different prescription. I grabbed his eyeglasses, and I put his glasses over the Deadpool mask, and it was like someone had vomited Vaseline into both of my eyes. And then just turn the lights out. I pretty much just guessed the rest of the monologue.
That's what it's like to be me.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Amazing. Let's talk about this show. I love the idea of the show. I love the spirit of the show. Welcome to Wrexham. It's on FX and Hulu now.
Yes, sir.
You're co-owners now. This is absolutely true. If I get anything wrong, I'm not making any of this up. You're co-owners of the Welsh soccer team, they call football, Wrexham AFC, the third oldest professional soccer team in the world. Rob, I understand this idea started with you. Is this true? And why?
That is true. Over the pandemic, I'm a sports junkie. I'll watch any sport.
Who's your team?
Philadelphia Eagles, Philadelphia Phillies, Philadelphia 76ers. Philadelphia Flyers. Right. I'm born and bred in Philadelphia, and those clubs have just been a huge part of my life. Yeah. And over the pandemic, I was searching for anything that I could find that had anything to do with live sports.
Wait a second. Some people learned how to bake sourdough bread, and you said, I want to own a sports team.
Yes, well...
Yeah. Bread won't bankrupt me. What else?
How can I be riddled with anxiety every weekend?
Wow.
Let's buy a football team.
But how'd you get him roped in?
Okay, so once I learned about this idea of relegation and promotion, which does not exist in American sports.
What do you mean?
Okay, so the idea is that if you lose enough in the league, you can get kicked out of the league and kicked to a league lower than the league you're in.
It would be like the Yankees getting sent down to the minors.
To the minors,
the entire
season.
Everyone.
And if that next year they continued to lose, they would get kicked out of that league and they would be playing, beer league softball in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah. So what league is Wrexham?
We're in the fifth tier.
We have some room to grow.
Room. Yes. A lot of room to grow.
We're growing fast, Stephen.
Room in the toe. There's some room in the toe.
Now, to give you some historical context, because this is what's so fascinating about it, and we just don't have anything like this in the U.S., the club that Ryan and I purchased is 25 years older than the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah. Wow.
So there's a lot of history, a lot of generations of people that have fallen in love with this club.
The stadium is the oldest international football stadium on Earth. There are countless people have had their ashes spread across this field. Like, this stadium is a church to so many folks in Wrexham.
And it's just not a big town, right?
Very small.
It's about 50,000. Yeah, 55,000.
Okay, that's pretty small.
And Rob called me with this idea, and I was just immediately taken. It was just so unexpected. I mean, explaining it to my wife was crazy. One of the craziest things I've ever had to explain. Mm-hmm. But I got hooked. I got into it, and we had never met before we actually bought.
No, we didn't. We didn't know that.
What did you just text him and say? Did you
want to
buy a football
club? No, it's so much worse.
It goes
I slid into his DM, Stephen. Yeah. Like some sort of creep.
Well, you slid into
his. I slid into his DM saying, hey, I love your show. You're great on your show. And the next thing I know, he texts me back and says thanks and all that stuff.
Then when Ryan Reynolds slides into your DMs, you respond, right?
Right. And then with a big ask for cash, I assume.
I checked him out, right? So, like, here's the thing. Rob is the creator, and he runs and stars in this show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Has anyone seen this show?
Well, beautifully wrong show.
Yeah. Thank
you. A beautifully wrong show.
This is how I knew I could work with this guy, because this show is one of the longest-running shows in the history of television. It started in 1906.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah.
At that time, Rob was...
around the Buchanan administration.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
I think Rob, at that time, was paid in tuberculosis every day. And it just kept on going. Now, here's the thing. Nobody in show business could run a show that well for that long if they were a dick. He would have, if there was something wrong, he would have asked his way out of the business a decade ago. So I knew, I bet that guy's great. So I called around, and everyone, of course, was like, integrity, smart, innovative, interesting.
Keep going.
No, that was it.
The other things I was thinking
were just the awful things, but they don't need to know.
Okay, so now you buy the team. How does one go buying the team? Do you just call them and say, do you guys want to be bought? Or, like, is there a notice on Craigslist or something? How does one miss connections? How do you get a team?
I Googled, how do you buy a sports franchise?
Yeah.
For real.
For real. We have to take a quick break, but stick around. We'll be right back with more Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds, everybody.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to Wrexham. Yeah. How much did this? And how much are we talking? How much did this cost you guys?
What happened was there was this company called Inner Circle Sports, which is in New York City, and this man named Steve Horowitz, who brokered the Liverpool deal, a Yankees purchase, the Red Sox, and I just called him and I said, "You've never heard of me, but your sons probably have." He had two sons, and he said, "I'll call you back." And he called me back the next morning, Saturday morning, and he said, "I'd like to work with you."
Wow. And did you tell him about him at that point?
No, I didn't call him until Steve told me how much money it was going to cost.
Okay. Now, how much money?
Yeah.
How much money would it cost if I were going to buy a team? How much would it cost?
So much money. Yeah. So I've been very successful. I've been very fortunate. But I do work in basic cable late night comedy television. So I've got TV money.
Sure.
I needed movie star money. I needed superhero money. But
you needed own my own cell phone company money is what you needed.
That's the one right there. It turns out the gin company is worth more than this entire network that this show is. That this show is. Oh. Here's a third one.
Okay, I don't have anything to go with it.
We don't need anything. That's
no, fine. No, you don't need that. That's so delicious.
Just keep talking, Rob.
Here, there you go.
Here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That is really water. That is really tasty.
Yeah, that is. It
hit
really
me
is
again.
Delicious.
I'm open.
There you go. Okay, so let's just say you bought it and it cost millions of dollars. Okay.
Yeah. Well, pounds.
Pounds.
Fuck. Yeah.
Pounds.
Now remember,
pounds are more than dollars.
Turns out pounds are heavy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pounds are heavy.
All right. I was hoping drachmas.
You've got. Yeah. Or lira.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you got the team now. What do you then do? When you go to take over a team, don't you have to get to know the fans? Don't the fans have to trust you? Don't you have to get to know the people in the town? Or else you're these carpetbaggers who come out of nowhere with some funny idea. Let's buy a team. How do you convince them that you're serious about this?
Well, we, from the very beginning, we promised, and this is the truth, that we'll always make fun of ourselves, but we'll never make fun of the situation. These people take this very seriously, as they should. It's the beating heart of their community. So we knew that if we were going to do something like this, the community would always come first. Mm-hmm. We wear our hearts on our sleeves, and we do what we say, and we say what we're going
to
do.
We have a clip here of what this team means to the people in the town. Anything we need to know before we go to it?
Yeah, it's just that this is the heart of what we're trying to do with the show itself, too, which is to demonstrate that sports isn't just for sporting people. Sports is storytelling, and it's for everybody, and you'll see how these people love their club.
Jim?
In life, everything is just a memory. It just disappears. That's why you've got to enjoy them so much when you're in them.
I just look at my kids and, like, they're jumping up and down and I'm, like, holding them in the air. I'll just take them times while I can.
That's why I chose a pub like Wrexham, because you want to create memories for other people and have something they can tell their grandkids and their children about.
Throws a slings towards the near post.
That gives me goosebumps watching it. Yeah,
me too.
We have to take a break, but stick around. When we come back, I will ask these gentlemen how they are marketing their new Welsh football team. Stick around.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here with Ryan Reynolds and the other guy.
That's me.
Ryan, you're a talker. You're a marketing expert. Co-founded a digital marketing company. How are you handling the marketing for this?
I love the marketing. I mean, sports especially, it's such a great... It's everything is a tie-in. Everything is a storytelling opportunity. So we've partnered with TikTok to help support the club. Rob and I are authors now of a Rarebit cookbook.
And for those of you who don't know what Welsh Rarebit is...
Yeah. Rob, tell them.
Bread.
Yeah.
And cheese.
Yeah.
So, 20 recipes.
20.
20 recipes. You can get the hat. You can get the hats.
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of merch that goes with it. There's our jerseys this year. That's the TikTok jersey. Yeah, it's pretty great.
And so you partnered with TikTok.
Yes.
And our friends Expedia.
Yeah.
Is aviation?
Aviation
sponsoring? Yeah, we sponsor all the training kit and stuff like that. So it's pretty exciting. I did a little. I work with a company called 1Password, which is a digital security firm. They're amazing. We did it. They wanted to do a tie-in with Wrexham AFC. So we shot a little spot with them that we of course put on TikTok. That's a lot of fun. Uh-huh. I think we have a clip of it here. Let me set this up though, because this is a clip with Paul Mullen, who is our just. Is it the golden boot? Is that what you call it?
That's right.
He scored so many, all the goals.
He was the guy that scored in the clip.
Yeah, last year he was just a hero in this town. I think he scored something like 25 goals or something like that, maybe more. And he's really come in and just sort of changed the game for us, and he's been really incredible. But the only thing he likes more than scoring goals is getting kicked out of games. So he
loves it.
Yeah, loves getting kicked. It's a red card. You get a red card, you're kicked out of the game.
Right.
You do something crazy. So he'd been red carded when I shot this commercial. So I put him front and center because he'd just gotten a red card and he'd given me a little bit of an ulcer.
And I thought I'd go hard at Paul Mullen.
And this is a series of takes for the commercial.
I think this might be, yeah, this is probably the outtakes, yeah.
Guys, we're a professional soccer club. Soccer. And then we get stabbed for that. All right.
When you get in the moment.
Mullen! Mullen! I will shove a red card so far up your ass that they will hold a funeral for my hand. I will shove a red card so far up your ass people will think it's your tongue. I will shove a red card so far up your ass we'll need a team of doctors to find my hand. I will shove a red card so far up your ass you will be legally reclassified as a puppet.
Good job, guys.
I never saw that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, outtakes.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny.
Now, okay, so you guys are financially invested. How emotionally invested are the two of you? Like, what's it like to watch the game? How have you been able to go there and watch? I know because you did this originally during COVID. Mm-hmm. Did you own the team before you were able to go?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there was
killed
a,
us. We couldn't go there. It was such a strange proposition because we could only watch these crappy feeds from Wales with the, there's no one allowed in the stadium. You're watching these, it's just sad. And then now it's just like a night and day. We were there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We've been going quite a bit. It's, yeah. It's mm-hmm. pretty.
So what's your, like, show me your game, can you show me your game face?
Oh.
Things are going, not, let's see both. We give a shot of both of these guys. Can we do that? I'll give you like, all right. The other team has the ball. Driving down the pitch towards your goal.
All right.
The other team has the ball.
There's a lot of pacing, so there's not like a lot of. We don't really sit still. It's like.
Yeah.
It's really like a lot. And then he gets
your team steals it back. Your team steals it back. They've got the ball. They head toward the opposing goal. Opposing goal. They shoot. They miss.
No, no, you son of a bitch.
Of course they miss. Of course they're going to miss.
So you care.
And then.
You care. There you go.
Give me, another one.
My kids love it because they're just like, Daddy watches the football games and he goes crazy.
Yeah.
Now, what about
my children are like, do you enjoy this? I don't get it. I'm like, I love it as much as the Eagles. And they're like, oh, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
On Sundays, you act the same way as you do on Saturdays.
Yeah.
What about the actual Welsh people themselves? They're singular culture in and of themselves. Have you learned any Welsh words? Because they're a right jawbreaker of a language.
Whew. Yeah, yes. And growing. Well, the Welsh language is growing. It's building back up again. It's actually really exciting. Rob's been learning a little bit of it.
I have.
Hit him. Hit him with some of the Welsh.
Well, I've learned the longest town name in all of Western Europe. But you'd have to put it up on the screen so you could really see.
We will.
Okay, you'll do it. You'll do it.
I was 10 when you started telling the story.
Sorry.
Give it to him.
Okay.
Come on.
Slan var push quingish go get a when drobos San Cecilio go go go.
I think that's it. That's impressive.
Thanks.
Totally empty.
I'm empty.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for being on here. It's a pleasure to have you. Congratulations on this wonderful show and this wonderful idea, and good luck with the season. I hope you get what's the opposite of relegation? What's going
promoted.
On?
Promotion.
Good luck on the promotions.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.